Many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Oh, welcome back to
Talk on Radio.
Yeah, Ken was telling me you have a little issues there in the board op room there, but that's understandable. It's computers. What the heck, you know? Anyway, so we're back to this. We see these countries that are being invaded either through proxy armies or whatever, and those targeted countries are, well, it's like that video I had Ken play there about where that, I forget the guy's name there, but how he says, he talked about, they just had an explosion, and then he says, and we could do other. So that meant that they were behind that explosion. And you constantly hear like chemical places being blown up in China, factory fires down in Brazil. Of course, these are all BRICS members. Russia's always having explosions. These people are being targeted now. You know, if I have to be nice to Granny, I guess I will, right? Anyway. So today we have the occupation of all these Muslim lands, and through that we get all of what they call this immigrants, or the lighter term called poor pregnant refugees, and that's what they're trying to sell it to you as. But there's a good post here. This is from Active Post, where it says, the UN report reveals three nations producing the most refugees were targets of the U.S. intervention. It goes on to highlight this. Out of the 65.6 million that were forced to vacate their homes in 2016 alone, more than half of them were minors. Of course, this interrupts their schooling, everything. It goes on to talk about the UN Human Rights Commission that had drafted the report, put the figure in perspective, stating that the increased conflict and persecution worldwide had led to one person being displaced every 3 seconds. And so when I hear well, we're over there bombing in Syria, we're bombing Iraq or Somalia. No, I'm not. That's why I refuse to take any responsibility for what the government is doing in its illegal wars, because not one of those countries has ever attacked the United States. There's been allegations like that knifing down in Florida, where it was said that the guy was from Somalia. And the next day, Obama announced that the U.S. was sending troops into Somalia. Anyway, that report does go on to say that what the UN report failed to mention was the role of the U.S. foreign intervention, indirect or indirect, in fomenting the conflicts responsible for producing much of the world's refugees. And, of course, like I say, most Americans sit back and they don't complain about all these illegal wars, the tax dollars being spent, the trillions lost from the Pentagon, and it's only when the refugees, the poor, poor pregnant refugees, are coming into their country and all the social services are being bilked away from U.S. taxpayers that have worked decades in their lives to get or obtain, that suddenly those are called entitlements for us, as if we're some kind of a welfare recipient. And for them, well, it's just part of their refugee status, you know. And, of course, so you paid for the war with your tax dollars, and you pay for the war with your silence and bringing the refugees here and the resettlement, where, like others around the world, they could be in the streets protesting. And, of course, this government doesn't want that. That's why they have a militarized police state. Just like the Occupy movement, it was fine in all these different separate entities, even with the Federal Reserve. But when they started marching on Wall Street, which is the problem, just like Trump, he sounded great. And then suddenly you see that Goldman Sachs was being appointed into his administration. So here goes the bankers. Anyone should have known that was coming. I wanted to get back to this thing about the IEDs. It's sad when a U.S. soldier gets hit with an IED or the equipment is lost. And this is the same government, though, that you heard horror stories about how the U.S. military, those serving veterans, had to buy their own equipment to protect themselves while over there. They were getting their own like metal stuff to put on their Humvee doors and stuff so they couldn't be shot at or killed, you know, inside the Humvee. And, of course, it reminds me of Henry Kissinger, where he talked about military men are just pawns to be used in U.S. foreign policy. And then they come home, and we see the Veterans Administration, where the AG openly admits that 307,000 veterans have died due to the lack of care from the Veterans Administration, the suicides. The 3.2, I think it was the last time I checked, $3.2 billion worth of SSRIs that these soldiers are on, and let alone the limbs they've lost and everything. And, of course, it was supposed to be for our freedoms. And, of course, when you get home here, look at the spying that we have done on us. Every electronic device is being monitored, our routers, our modems. We have all the spyware being put into our machines. And even these antivirus programs, I kind of figured that out once. I forget the number there. 8.1 billion devices are connected to the Internet, such as card readers, computers, phones. And out of all that, if you were to say, just buy one small antivirus program of, say, $14.95 a month for protection, and times that by 8.1 billion devices, imagine the amount of commerce on there. And yet we still have the FBI that says to these hospitals that have their entire medical records hacked to just pay it, you know, ransomware, you know, just pay it. And it's like, where are all the billions of dollars going that is allotted to the NSA and FBI to so-called thwart in a pre-crime environment, much like Minority Report? We're all the suspects, you know. So, but where's all the money going that's been allocated, either through black programs or what, to thwart all this? So, it reminds me of where Wesley Clark had talked about the U.S. was going to invade seven countries in 5 years, and again, this was this pre. All pre-programmed doctrine through PNAC of this building up of the U.S. empire and to thwart its or project its military power across the entire Middle East. And they named the countries. And, of course, that's the same countries the United States is in today. And, again, not one of those countries had ever attacked the United States. Yet they sell things through fear and terrorism. Just like I said, the FBI is behind domestic terrorism. Well, that gets those Americans now sitting in front of their TV to sit there and think of this constant, oh, those evil Muslims. And that just gives the government the reason and the backup to say, no, go ahead and go in there. You know, take them out, you know. Wave the flag here, wave the flag there. But in comparison to that, though, the West was formed by the United States, basically, after the war. Its banking cartel and the NATO members, of whom now is composed predominantly of Christians, Catholics, and even some those Saudi butchers, the Zionist Jews, and others that are attacking the Middle East right now. And I have to key in on that banker's point, because the premise is, of course, is to blow a nation up and then through nation building sink that nation into massive debt to where the people have to pay to rebuild that what the United States and its vassal entities have done, you know. And, of course, they do that that payment structure through the theft of their natural resources, such as oil, gold, minerals, and even diamonds. And, of course, that means that the people, they lose their social programs, their free schooling, their free health care. But, hey, corporate America would be glad to get in there and start building hospitals and charging an arm and a leg. And that's basically what they're doing, is charging an arm and a leg for them to repay on that, on their new national debt. So Trump was supposed to be the end of this. His tweets was constantly against Obama and all these wars, and that things were going to change when he got in office. And everything Trump that I have seen has been a doubling down effect on exactly what Obama was doing, exactly what Bush was doing, and it just does not end. Again, we're back to this issue with the sad news of the veterans that have done so much for this country. The Pentagon's budget is 60% of the GDP of this country, and Vladimir Putin has commented on that they spend $50 billion. The United States spends 10 times that. And, of course, it's this war machine that they have to constantly keep going. And there's no peace machine. There's a war machine, but there's no peace machine. Last week I commented there about how President Trump had said that we don't worship government. We worship God. And again, if you start reading off the Ten Commandments, I am the Lord your God. Well, you can change that to money is your God. Thou shalt not bring, bear no, sorry, my glasses are goofed up here again. Thou shalt not bring no false idols before me. American exceptionalism is the new idol today. Do not take the name of thy Lord in vain. It says don't go against the Federal Reserve, who issues the money. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. I would compare that to April 15th, tax day. Honor thy father and mother. This, of course, is the homeland, or as Obama said, you didn't build that, the government did. Thou shalt not kill murder. Of course, people are exempt from this, so let's call it collateral damage for the said empire. Thou shalt not commit adultery. 7-8 can be this plundering of thou shalt not steal, you know, where you can go over and attack other nations for their, you know, for greed, you know, to control their oil supplies and whatever else I just mentioned there with diamonds and coal, whatever. And, of course, 9 I thought was interesting because thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Well, what is a WMD, this nuclear weapons threat, the yellow cake uranium, babies thrown on the floor from incubators, nuclear secrets on laptops? I mean, the list goes on. And, of course, the 10 would be, of course, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife or anything else belongs to your neighbor. And of course, that's your neighbor. But, of course, here we're supposed to not even worry about that stuff. Whatever the government does, they have better intel than we do, and we're just supposed to sit back and let them do what they want. And when they want, they call up your children to go reinforce that that goal. Now we're faced with this, again, radical extremism. So in looking back at radical extremism, Yes, there is a group called ISIS, ISIL is, and yes, they are a demonic group. They issue death threats to everyone, and they try to take out who they can. But we also have those Muslims that live at peace. They go to their mosques, they worship. I don't care if they bend to the east or bend to the west, whichever direction they bend like that. It's no different than watching Christians flooding into a Catholic church or into a Christian church or any other venue that they worship in. We all have some kind of a deity that we look up to. Sadly, here again, I mentioned this deity here in the United States seems to be the imperial U.S. dollar. But anyway, no one wants to incite people to rise up and say, hey, go out and do this. Like we do have the Democratic Party right now that is openly suggesting that people attack Republicans. And that's not what this country is about. We have ways to we can form legal protests, and sometimes they'll make these free speech lines and stuff. But no people, I mean, very, very few people get out there and actually let their government see that the people are getting irritated about what's going on. And so the governments go unchecked, and it's the same thing in whichever country. More and more countries now, like Hungary, are rising up to the massive influx of refugees. Sweden with its rapes and stuff, people are getting tired of this. As a matter of fact, there was an advocate who just advocated for this massive immigration, and she was just actually killed after she was raped. And you know, and that was for supporting the same program that actually killed her. And see, this is what's going to happen to a lot of Americans. If they keep doing this like that, letting the United States do what it wants, they don't write their senators or even mention that what's going on, this could lead to either an all-out war with, say, Russia, China, or setting boots on the ground into Iran, more boots into Syria. And the Americans will pay for this in the long run, so they need to let their politicians know, especially since they're supposed to be elected into office to do that. But I looked up that economic warfare, and the Oxford Dictionary defined it even as the best or had the best way of defining it. But it talked about involving an economic strategy based on the use of measures. And it says blockade, which is to weaken the economy of another state. And, of course, this is what we see with the Iran. When the hype of Donald Trump coming in office here about Obama giving Iran back, giving money to Iran, they didn't state that in closing those Iranian banks over New York and the other sanctions where they seized a bunch of money, that a lot of that money actually belonged to Iran. And, of course, Iran has to support its people. One of the best videos on YouTube to watch, in matter of fact, is Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran. And that's where that young British boy goes through all through Iran. And he can't believe the difference about what he's been told living back in Britain compared to the people he met. And there's also those that you go up on the ski slopes over there outside of Tehran where they're not wearing their hijabs. They're up there skiing. They're drinking. They're just like us. And they ask one of the gals there about U.S. and Iranian relations. And she says that's government. But as far as that, we love the Americans. We have no problem with them. And that's how we should feel, too. We either love the Russians, we can love the Arab Muslim world, the Iranians, the Vietnamese, whatever. It's our choice to do that. Or you can buy into this constant fermenting war platform to where everyone's an enemy. It's just like having your... I saw a doormat that says this doormat is to protect you, which it's like a red line, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, we have a break coming up here, but we'll be back here in a minute. It's On Frequency with Keith Rogers. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443 on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Talk is all you get. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. On Double Talk.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. You know, during the break, I was thinking of some recent photos, memes, I guess you call them, that have been flowing across Twitter and even on Google Plus there. But it showed how U.S. politicians travel, and they have their what seems to be miles-long caravans of law enforcement, all their motorcades, which I call the MRAP limos, which are basically bomb-resistant. Matter of fact, there's one photo of Obama there where you can take a look at that limo door, and it looks like it's almost 8 or 9 inches thick. I mean, this is how Americans are so loved in the world that everyone wants to flock here, but the politicians protect themselves. But in stark contrast to that, Dr. Bashar al-Assad, that evil dictator over there in Syria, he drives his own car. I think it's an older 79 Impala or something like that. It's something in the same area. But he meets with all of his people. And this is in a war zone, I should remind you of. This is no different than watching videos of Gaddafi over there in Libya, where he rode around town in an open vehicle, The people were cheering him. No different than watching Hitler standing in a vehicle as he rode into Paris. It's like, gee, wouldn't it? That would be a haven for a sniper back then, you know. But everyone's got to be an evil dictator, and yet the United States and all of it, you can't even get into these meetings that these politicians have anymore because of security. And yet everyone else is the evil dictator. These summit meetings, the G20 and all this, where they rope off or barricade blocks and blocks away from the event so that you can't even, well, it's the same thing. Even if it's almost like calling a doctor's office. The first thing they say is, if this is an emergency, please press 911. You know, if not, please listen closely as all options have changed. And of course, then comes a plethora of press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 3 for this. And whenever you do that, all you get is an answer machine, because like our politicians, the doctors don't really care either. They'll get back to you when it's convenient for them. Anyway, I was laughing at something about here in the chat room. Anyway, so again, we are always constantly being conditioned that everyone else in the world is evil and that only America has the great, huge freedom. And I, like I mentioned last week, I says, enjoy your freedom. Now get out there and enjoy your Monday. Make sure you have all your applicable fees, permits. Nothing is free in this country. Even in photography. I remember growing up, whether visiting Disneyland and whatever, all the massive postcards that you could pick out and send home to your loved ones or friends, whatever. And they try to make it illegal anymore even to take a photo because, you might be connected to some terrorism thing. But this country has changed so much, and I think that was the premise of everyone believing this Make America Great Again, that America was somehow going to get reinvigorated to what its past was. Of course, as I've mentioned before, I'd like to go back to the days where we sat and watched Donna Reed, My Three Sons, Leave It to Beaver, those shows, Father Knows Best, that taught family values and how to deal with people, whether it was bullies at school, which is the same thing premise today, where you're inundated with these anti-bullying ads. You can't bully anyone else, but it's, again, you can put on a uniform and go overseas to these foreign wars, and you can bully those. Imagine someone kicking in your door, like I noticed here a while back, all these commercial shops, stores, all their doors have their door frame on the outside of the frame to where you can't kick it in, but your house door is readily made to where just one little tap and that little bitty old bolt on that door lock is what holds your door shut. And it just takes one good kick and it just snap that that door right in half, you know, to be able to get in. But we're at a time in this country where if more people don't kind of rise up to see what's actually going on and doing something about it, that the republic is basically lost. And I feel bad about that too. Anyway, we have a break coming up again here. 1-800-333-9443, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. You know, during the break, I took a gander over here at Twitter there, and one of the first videos I saw was, I don't know how to describe it. It's his father. It's a short video. A father holding up his burnt baby over in Israel or in Gaza. And you imagine the horror of a parent having to find their child, the surviving child, which coincides with over in Yemen with, I believe it was the Associated Press this morning came out with a tweet saying that Yemen's graveyards are filling up. They have no place to put the dead bodies. And again, this is from U.S. sanctioned terror. As I scroll down two tweets there was another tweet from Donald Trump on the 27th of April, 2015. Excuse me. where Donald Trump says nobody but Donald Trump will save Israel. You're wasting your time with these politicians and political clowns. And he says, best. And then, of course, hashtag Sheldon Anderson. I never thought of it this way, but even Cameron over there in London there had said that Gaza is a prison camp, the world's largest prison. And to think of what goes on with U.S. arms, the backing of U.S. citizens, and then reading through, a lot of people, they read through American papers here, but do they ever read foreign papers? Like Haaretz News, the Times of Israel. That's where you actually get the mindset about what's going on there. It's sad that we as Americans can watch this government being used as puppets to a different agenda. And again, I don't blame Jews for this. I blame those Zionists for it because, like I said, I have a lot of good Jewish friends that are actually kind of worried about what's going on because they figure what Israel is doing in the name of Jews is going to cause a massive backlash on the rest of the actual Jews. And you can watch videos of the thousands of rabbis in New York marching on over there with their place cards, sandwich boards, whatever, saying that Zionism does not reflect the Judaism or the Judaic faith, But this is right on the cusp of watching Americans die here at home for no services, the elderly that can't get health care, that Washington, I think it was Compost or Washington Times, where the healthcare industry had basically said that when you get to a point that it's, you should just think about euthanasia because even the medical firms don't want you to be around because you're actually costing them money, I was gonna read off something here in line of that. There was a tweet earlier. There it is. I don't know whether most Americans are so disconnected or what like that, but here's some figures for you. Big Pharma. We have the massive unemployment in this country, hardly any jobs whatsoever. Most of those jobs are all part-time. But those trying to eke out a living, our students, my children, they're trying to pay student loans. Anyway, this is the U.S. Pharma Company CEO's total direct compensation in 2016. John C. Martin from Gilead is making $377,132 per day, making an average pay of $98.4 million. Ian C. Reed of Pfizer is making $23 million a year, which is $89,553 per day. John C. Lecter from Eli Lilly is making $20,000, or about $21,000, which is $80,000 per day. Richard A. Gonzalez from is making $95,757 a day. Robert A. Broadway is making $130,000 per day. And Merrick is making, the guy there, Kenneth Frazier, is his annual pay for 2016 was $33.8 million, where he's making a bonus of $129,515 a day. Everyone's being sedated on drugs, and I guess that's their coping method. But it's sad because when you, like here, like I mentioned before, in the EMT type work, you respond to different calls. You listen to five different counties on the two-way here. You hear the suicides. A lot of them say that they're either on or off their medication. I have a friend who has Asperger's who is prescribed four different medications. And each one of those comes with its own side effects. And of course, as the old saying goes, well, if this is causing irritation on your stomach, then we'll give you something else to combat that. And the pills just keep rolling out. And you'd think that Americans would kind of wise up to what's going on there. Another one I wanted to bring up here was a sickening image that I saw. It was some LifeSite news. And it's a photo of a little baby in someone's hand. And it says, aborted baby's heart was beating as we harvested his brains. Worker in new Planned Parenthood video. The article goes on to say, the aborted baby's heart was beating as we harvested his brains. The worker, O'Donnell, was then asked to remove the baby's brain with scissors to the baby's face. And I keep thinking, as a society, has this society gotten that sick to where just the harvesting of organs and stuff? I had sent out an email here a while back, and I'd like to try to find it here. It highlighted the how they use this enzyme from human harvested fetus cells as a flavor enhancer, and you can look it up on the on Google. And it goes on talking about how these flavor enhancements are used from these basic human tissue extracts, and how bad it's getting. And I know Pepsi was just kind of called out for doing that, and they said they weren't going to do it no more. But who knows? But flavor enhancers. But if you want to look this up, it's called HEK293 cells, and it's human embryonic kidney cells 293, also referred to as the HEK 293, HEK 293, 293 cells. And or less precisely as HEK cells, and are specifically cell lined, originally derived from the human embryonic kidney cells grown in tissue culture. Of course, they have to have a start to do this. But anyway, if you want to look that up there, like I said, that's on Wikipedia. But every time you hear of, whether it's a health ranger, Mike over there at the health ranger, or anyone else talking about what's being put in our food, the massive... I forget what show I was listening to, but they were talking about the, it may have been Mike Rivero's show, but they were talking about how bleached wheat is used. And of course, chlorine is in there. And then to store this bleached wheat, it has to be into these grain towers. They spray those often to keep the bugs from getting in there and not only eating it, but also defecating all over it. And of course, your best option is to use a regular flour that hasn't been bleached, and of course keep it in your refrigerator. But most of the health problems that Americans are having, they're becoming obese because so much food is processed. And I always think that's kind of funny, because I was a cook in Las Vegas for quite a while, and when I go to the store, I'll buy, whether it's chicken, but I always buy broccoli or whatever. But everything I buy is as close to fresh as I can get. Every once in a while I'll splurge and I'll buy a pizza. And but generally everything I cook, matter of fact, I've got chicken down there marinating for some garlic lemon chicken for tonight for my handsome dog and I. But we're being fed so much food that has been, I don't know how you can say it, everything's being drained out of it to where it's got to be fortified. And of course, you have to have all those other chemicals put into it to be able to make sure it's preserved. I remember down at a town pump not too far from here, I was stopped in there, I was going to get a ham and cheese sandwich. And of course, I look at the package, there's a ham, cheese, and a little mayo package. And I looked at the ingredients. The ingredients on the list must have been 50 some odd things. One was to stop the ham from turning green. One was to keep the bread white, and it went on with a whole host of additives on there that are used to make it so that that sandwich will stay good for maybe 4 days or so in this, Teflon type of packaging, But I keep wondering, whether it's the wars and everything else that that a person has to put up daily with what's going on in this system here, that is this what we really want to watch all the time, or is it or when will Americans actually stand up and actually do something? Wheat belly? Yeah, I will. But Congress, note the word con in there. Congress represents, come on, Satan. Congress, they don't represent the people. They have all these lobbyists that sit there and they lobby for big pharma, for all these big corporations that they don't. Matter of fact, as Donald Trump is talking about bringing jobs back to the United States, the corporations are talking about lowering the minimum wage. And, of course, with immigration, well, that works out great for them because since Americans won't work for that crappy wage because they have household mortgages to pay, car payments, or like that, glyphosate. I hope I can say it right. Anyway, I thought it was glyphosate. Yes, I ain't going to try it again. Anyway, the corporations are more represented, and that's why if you look up under Cornell law, the United States is listed as a federal corporation, and that's why it will do anything to ensue that there's always profits. It doesn't matter whether it's for Bechtel or Northrop Grumman or any of these other firms where they will actually go down into these foreign countries and they'll spill oil all over someone's natural resources, wetlands. And there's my cute dog. Anyway, and of course, they will fight the people in courts for years trying to make sure that no money is awarded. This is no different than over there in the Gulf of Mexico with the BP oil spill where it devastated the fishing market. That Corexit, what do you call it, that was sprayed there. The video footage of all the dead mammals and stuff on the bottom of the ocean. And, of course, the PR firms come out in full strength, citing how great it is to be down in the South and enjoy the Mardi Gras with all the shrimp and all, no different than over with Fukushima. And the massive amounts of radiation that they just said they're just going to start dumping into the Pacific Ocean. Of course, that radiation has to go somewhere. And then constantly we see that the entire West Coast is lining up with dead bodies. Hawaii just recently had millions and millions of these little baby crabs. And, of course, they blamed it on the rain. And I was, thinking, let me see, the crabs are in water and the rain is the issue. Well, isn't rain water? But anyway, They've always got some excuse as to why nature isn't cooperating with them. As another documentary is all these salmon hatcheries up through the Pacific Northwest on into Canada there with all these salmon and stuff coming down with these massive lesions in their bloodied eyes. Of course, we usually don't see this in a finished product there because this is all filtered out of it, There's a quite a few documentaries of how they grow shrimp down there in the South too, in these massive ponds. And they and actually, it sounds great there. They have these nice little ponds, and they have certain stages where there's, the shrimp get to a certain size, and they're put into another tank. And they it's a great business, but it's not like ocean fresh. You know, everything is made for corporations, and of course, and I understand that. You know, that 320 million people to feed. Yet when you go into a store nowadays, it's like a little small 3-pound thing. A hamburger is what, $12? A New York steak is $9 or so. Of course, if you were to buy that in a restaurant, you'd be paying $25. And, of course, I don't know very many people that are eating out anymore. Like I'd mentioned the fact that driving to Missoula today at 5 o'clock, I had to be in there early for a doctor's appointment. I passed one car. And that was during commute hours, where everyone is coming out from the outlying areas there to drive into Missoula to go to work there. And I thought that was pretty bad. And the only time that we do seem to see any traffic there is generally like here on the weekends when people are going up to Flathead Lake and everything. But I don't know where people are getting their money. They must be living on credit cards. It's just the economy is not there. And then I don't know if you caught here recently where it says 23,000 more stores are being closing. well, out of those 23,000 stores closing, think of all the layoffs that's going to happen out of that. The possible foreclosed homes, the repoed cars. And as I mentioned earlier in today's show here, that the banking situation there on that X22 report, where the banks are failing like mad. And of course, they want this digital currency so they can suck up everything that you have, especially as this civil forfeiture goes on. I'm being teased with cute pictures of my dog Milo here. But you didn't put that one up there. It says Milo 10, Cat 0. But anyway, I got Ivan. Hey, Ivan, thanks for jumping in there. Go ahead and jump in there and say hi there. How are you doing today?
Sonny Green is for the GMO and fever.
Hey, I'm surprised Ivan, I'm surprised you're able to talk today. I got a break. Hey, hang on, and we'll be right back after the break, okay?
Okay.
You should have called a little bit earlier. This is Keith Rogers,
Off
Frequency. All right, we'll be right back.
Radio, anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get, and you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back. Double Talk. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We were just talking to Ivan over there in Ohio. You know, Ivan, during the, I was thinking here, it seems like more and more Americans just don't want to hear the evil anymore, whether it's perpetrated by their government or anything, you know.
You have Sue freaking out over here when you were talking about the GMO and the baby parts and the and the food. But, she's like, that's just disgusting. She's just flipped out. And I told her that like a year ago when Rivera was talking about it. She didn't listen to me. But,
What I was thinking about? I was going to tell you. I was thinking about when my three daughters, when my wife was pregnant there, and the three daughters, and watching the little babies move on the ultrasound, and then of course the minute you get to pick up your daughter and the joy you have, and to hear a story about them cutting through the face of a baby to harvest a brain, I'm going, you've got to be kidding me.
Trust me, that's what she was just saying, isn't their brains? You spurred me to call because my Keith-inspired video was uploaded today. It's GMO, Folia Green 2. My disgusting trip to the store. I'm just, like, totally disgusted. I just can't believe all these name-brand foods are just, I mean, Cheerios, man. It's like, what, really? It blows me away.
You know what Cheerios are, don't you?
The junk?
No, well, they're donut seeds.
Donut seeds? That's pretty good. Yeah. Don't even say donuts to me. I'm trying to lose weight.
Well,
speaking of losing weight,
Rivera
looks really good.
Yeah.
You know, since he's lost his weight. I noticed that. I caught him on Bammies a couple of times. I was like, wow, he's really dropped the weight.
Alex Jones and use that tangy tangerine to lose 30 pounds, right?
Use a tangy tangerine here. Oh, come on. I'm dropping all the pounds
I got to pick on Jones every once in a while. That latest one about Israel, I just died laughing on it.
I am so glad when I found Mike, I found him on some guy, Bo Knows Entertainment or something, in 15-minute video clips. And I was like, wait a minute. This guy's so much better than Alex Jones. You know, and I just like, every day I just like, go over and listen to a little more and a little more, and then finally I just dropped Alex all together and said, screw Alex.
You know, with Mike, though, it's like, I know he has a lot of prep time for his show. He's got so much to cover, and he is the What Really Happened. It is a great news outlet because as much as they try to vet all the news that goes through there. Just like, you know, if you want to talk about history, you know, I can sit here and read off history, and people will sit there and say, no, that isn't true. Just like watching that video, Vietnam, America's Holocaust, where they're cutting off ears and testicles for a beer and then dropping the alleged VC out of helicopters to watch it go splat in the rice fields. I mean...
Yeah, well, they go into that in Full Metal Jacket, you know, and in the movie. Yeah, they actually said, you know, kind of go into a little bit. There's another movie I seen. I think it was Dead Presidents or something. But anyway, I'll let you go because you're about done, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about done here. But anyway, thank you, though, for calling in, Ivan. Good to hear from you. I hope Sue's doing fine, too, okay?
Great talking to you. All right.
And, Ken, thank you for being a board op tonight. I really appreciate your jumping in there. And up next is Blacklist News Radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.